Whether you're headed to school or work or simply enjoying downtown, we want to offer some tips on getting to your destination safely. Cross the street at designated crosswalks or intersections. Avoid distractions, like electronic devices that take your attention off the road. It's safest to walk on a sidewalk, but if there's not one available, walk on the shoulder and face traffic. When walking at night, carry a flashlight and wear reflective clothing. For more tips on pedestrian safety, visit charlottesville.org/safety.
Mostly sunny skies once again, still remaining hot. Highs in the low 90s.
AJ, it is 69 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. Virginia's new bipartisan redistricting commission has scrapped the regional approach it had already begun in drawing new legislative maps and is now directing its map drawers to provide statewide maps next week. In a statement issued prior to Monday's commission meeting, co-chairs Greta Harris and Mackenzie Babchenko said they are shifting gears as the October 10th deadline looms. The commission had already reviewed maps focused on Northern Virginia, and it's reviewing two different sets of maps, one from a Democratic Party consultant and one from a Republican Party consultant. The Charlottesville Electoral Board tested vote counting machines for accuracy ahead of the early absentee and in-person voting, which begins on Friday.
Test V-Drive, so this captures the data from the test. Democracy sounds simple. People vote, count the votes, whoever gets the most wins. But actually the process to ensure that that happens the way it's supposed to is rather complex, with all the different security measures and care taken to make sure the process is actually working.
The UVA Medical Center is reporting its highest 7-day average for COVID patients since the pandemic began.
10 COVID hospitalizations a day, an all-time high. Dr. Ebony Hilton tweeting, hospital ICU beds are 95% full, which is why Dr. Petrie says getting the flu shot can make the difference.
And so by getting the flu vaccine and by preventing yourself from getting influenza, yes, you're not going to be, sitting at home wondering, well, is this the flu or is this COVID-19? It's a potentially deadly illness, and it would be terrible to die from something that is vaccine preventable.
Your business may be struggling, but the Commonwealth of Virginia is doing just great. Governor Northam announced Monday that general fund collections went up by 18.9%. for August.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Beau Sanks.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 69 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of Virginia Tech football. They take on West Virginia Saturday at noon, brought to you by R.L. Byer Construction on WCHV.
Some secrets aren't meant to be kept. If you feel someone you know is at risk of suicide, don't keep it a secret. Listen to them. Let them talk. And let them know you care and are concerned. Suicide is preventable. Learn how to take action and save a life. Suicide. Recognize it. Talk about it. Act on it. Learn more at recognizetalkact.org.